opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
This is the second time I'm talking to you today.
Okay, but we've got it together now.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess our listeners would fall into the category of people that want to keep themselves healthy. In other words, they're motivated to do what it takes to stay healthy, thereby avoiding what I'm going to call unnecessary illness. Would you agree?
I very, very much agree. I am kind of categorizing, I think, our listeners as individuals who are looking for another way, that what has been presented to them does not always work as they have been told to expect. Different pharmaceuticals, procedures, surgical procedures, different suggestions from the mainstream medical community, and they are investigators. They're the searchers.
And here's the thing. Okay, so you have the person that is looking for, like you said, alternative ways. And when you say alternative, usually what's meant by that is alternatives to taking drugs or even going for surgery. And, of course, the other category that signifies allopathic medicine is chemotherapy and radiation. That is what allopathic medicine represents: pharmaceuticals, surgery, and then the treatment of cancer, chemo and radiation. But these are always endpoints in the a spectrum of illness: drugs, surgery, chemo and radiation. The starting point is a well person, and we just want to change the finish line. You know, we don't want the finish line to be drug, surgery, radiation, and chemo. The finish line should be one of health and not one of disease. But I ask myself the question, if your training is based entirely on how to treat disease, what is your incentive, if any, to prevent disease? Besides incentive, Janet, what is your training to prevent disease? I think it's pretty much nil.
I very much agree with that statement. I am very much being repetitive when I say that we don't have health care, we have disease care. And you have very, very frequently talked to people about before you decide on a surgical procedure, an intense pharmaceutical procedure, what the patient needs to investigate and discuss, a change of diet. That's the basic. Possibly that change of diet is going to include a kind of detox approach. And the detox approach, I don't necessarily mean you're going to go to the health food store and you're going to pick out the weekend detox, the 7-day detox, the 30-day detox. What you're going to do is learn about the substances that you're ingesting on a daily basis, and those the contents of those choices that actually have a detrimental effect on your body. And one of the first things that springs to mind when I'm saying something like that has to do with dairy, commercial dairy products. And no hormones, no antibiotics, and what you want to look for is a dairy product. If you decide to use a dairy product as part of your daily routine, you want to look for organic. And then I talk to people all the time. They're choosing low fat and thinking that they're choosing a very health-supporting thing. So I look at the low-fat yogurt, and it makes arrive in an organic form, but low fat is not what your body needs. You need quality fat. So instead of having an essentially good quality fat, what has been replaced in the low fat, as an example, in the zero fat yogurt product is starch to give the product substance and mouthfeel. So many different step-by-step approaches. The other situation that I hear so often is people say, well, I eat my fruits and vegetables, and when I review with them how many fruits they might be taking in on a daily basis and how many vegetables, it's way overbalanced toward the fruit side. And yes, you're getting some minerals, some vitamins, yes, indeed, some nutritive value in those fruits that you're choosing, and hopefully you're choosing organic. But what you are also getting is sugar. And people say to me, well, that's natural sugar. It's good for you. But too much of a good thing doesn't actually create a support to your good health. So what you want is very, very much vegetables. And so when you're thinking possibly about doing a detox, you might think about using vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. And I talk to people all the time, and they say, well, I eat my spinach, I eat my kale, my broccoli. And once again, overdoing a good thing. Yes, those vegetable choices have very, very beneficial content, but unfortunately, they don't necessarily create that background of health for everyone. You need a greater variety of different vegetables. And so I tell people, you want to be supportive of your liver, one of the things that you would do is beets, very, very helpful in allowing your liver to detoxify. Artichoke, very, very helpful for detoxifying. So those are just two little examples of how to begin to find that lost goal, good health.
Now, the other problem, you know, we're all in agreement. I think we all want the same things. We want to stay healthy. We want to know how to stay healthy. And then we want to know who to believe, because we're getting mixed messages all the time. And which information do we believe? And I've come to the conclusion, the only message or the only place to look is nature. You know, because the minute man gets a hold of nature and starts changing it, that's when all the problems start. So I think that should be a starting point. If you're trying to figure out something, you know, see how things were originally intended to be and then see how much they've changed. But, Jen, I want to, speaking about who to believe, remember we spoke about that PBS Frontline program? I talked about supplements.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that was okay. So, some more information is coming out about that. More specifically, when you talk about supplements and how they tried to say that they're dangerous, perhaps, what they failed to mention in the program, and I'm not sure people really give this much thought. You know, they think, well, when the FDA approves a drug to come to the market, that means everything is safe. But they fail to say that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, doesn't conduct any scientific studies on any of the drugs independently that they approve. In other words, they're basing their approval on the studies presented or done and presented to them by the drug company that made the drug. You know, that's like grading your own test, isn't it? And then handing it into the teacher.
Okay.
Now, there are some reasons why this is a problem, and they left out some important things. For example, just a reminder, prescription drugs kill more than 100,000 people a year. But the real problem is these drugs that were approved by the FDA based on the drug company's own studies. An example of that is Vioxx. Vioxx was a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that was approved. And before it was pulled from the market, 60,000 people died. Another one, Avandia, that was a drug, an oral diabetic medication, again approved by the FDA to treat type 2 diabetics. Before it was pulled from the market, 80,000 people died. That's 140,000 deaths, both approved by the FDA based on their manufacturer's studies. So, and that's not going to change. So I don't know what the public, again, we start off saying, who do we believe? We thought we could believe the FDA, but obviously, you know, these kind of statistics means you can't believe the FDA either when they tell you a drug is safe. And that music means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We were talking about a follow-up of that PBS program that really was a hit job on supplements. We're just pointing out some of the facts they conveniently omitted when talking about supplements, that the two drugs combined, Vioxx and Avandia, were responsible for 140,000 deaths before they were pulled from the market. Another problem is that the studies that are used to promote these drugs to the FDA, it's been shown that about 75% of the studies have fraudulent data. In other words, they put in disinformation so to cover up some of the flaws in the study, and then later on the drug has to be pulled. But here's a major difference, and I think this is an important one to consider when you're talking about medications versus supplements. Manufactured drugs, and by the way, a manufactured drug is usually a drug that's been patented. And in order to patent a substance, it has to be something foreign, completely new. It can't be natural. You can't patent a natural substance. So a manufactured drug always introduces a foreign substance or chemical into your body. And as these statistics point out, many times that can kill us. On the other hand, supplements are generally made from natural substances. In other words, there's nothing foreign about them. They've been found in food. People have been exposed to them for literally thousands of years, and they've been found to be safe. So you can see even PBS had a bias in what they said in that program. It's not to say that even natural substances can't be bad. Even water can be bad. That's been shown. You drink too much water, you can create electrolyte imbalances, and you can actually die of water intoxication. But the point is that there's a difference between the excessive use of something and dying and the recommended use of something and dying. So I thought, it's important to point that out. Again, who do you believe? Well, you got to believe yourself to begin with and use your own mind for things to make common sense. And then don't be afraid to ask your doctor if you have a question. And I had a patient yesterday, comes to mind. She was, and Johnny, you'd be interested in this. I think she was, trying to remember the age, probably in her 40s, probably late 40s, and she had a total hysterectomy. And I asked her, why'd you have a total hysterectomy? Well, because my mother had breast cancer or something like that. I said, but why did you have it? And she didn't have a good answer. And I said, well, that's why you always got to get a second opinion. I think a lot of unnecessary procedures are being done. And I guess if that procedure would reduce the risk of getting cancer, you might say it was necessary. But there are no studies actually showing that doing preventive hysterectomies, well, I guess you could say if you take out the ovaries and uterus, you're probably lowering the risk of uterine cancer and ovarian cancer, but not sure that's the best approach. What do you see,
Janet? You're not doing anything to address the cause of potential underlying hormone imbalance. So you have reduced the risk potentially of ovarian and uterine cervical cancer, but you have not necessarily reduced the risk of developing some hormonally driven cancer that will show up in another part of your body. So very, very important to understand what your estrogen-progesterone ratio is. It's very, very important to understand how well your thyroid is working. Very critically important for people, and a lot of women don't necessarily make this connection, to understand how very well supported your gut bacteria balance is. The more diverse that gut bacteria is, the healthier those colonies of beneficial bacteria are present in your small intestine and colon, the better able you are to get out of your body, to remove from your body excess levels of particularly estrogen, but excess levels of a variety of different hormones. So there are so many little details that go into, number one, balancing hormones, and the number two, of evaluating the efficiency, the function of those hormones. And you talk about that all the time, Dr. Slavin, that, okay, you can see in a blood test the certain types of thyroid hormones, but you can't really evaluate from a T4, T3 blood test how functional those hormones are.
And Jana, just I was looking over the shampoo I use for our dogs. And I saw it had, you know what the abbreviation SLS refers to?
No, I don't.
Sodium lauryl sulfate.
Oh, yes. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Yes.
Right. So I saw that and I said, you know, I remember that's something you want to avoid.
That's the substance that gives a shampoo or a different type of cleanser its sudsing ability. It will make those bubbles and those suds. And that's what people have come to equate with a shampoo, body wash, or dog bathing product. That's what makes the user think that the product is doing the right job.
Well, of course, I went online and I looked up other shampoos for the dogs. You can find them without these substances, but the label, you know, the name of the label said, you know, natural dog shampoo or something like that. So you really have to read the small print. But this is a bigger issue, especially when you're trying to understand what makes us ill, because here's an interesting concept to think about. What you put on your skin can be more dangerous than what you eat. So, you know, just another area to think about. Now, how big an area is it? It's a $50 billion industry in the United States. You know, that's the cosmetic industry using intoxicating aromas. And then, of course, you know, everybody wants to look and stay young, and they buy all these products. Many of them may have ingredients that you need to avoid. And we're talking about products, that for hair or for skin. But a lot of times it can create serious issues. And what are these products, like eye makeup? Now, use eye makeup, you better know what's on it, because it can be absorbed by the mucous membranes around your eye. Or hairsprays, perfumes, and powders can be actually inhaled right into your body. Lipstick, you know, you can swallow that pretty easily. And then, of course, sunscreens and lotions are absorbed right through your skin. And then shampoo can run into your eyes or your baby's eyes.
I'm looking at an article about talcum powder. Now, most people would think that talcum powder is very, very innocuous, not potential to injure someone. And it's very, very interesting because in the end of February, there was a jury that awarded $72 million to a woman who died, her family, the family of a woman who died of ovarian cancer, and she had been using Johnson & Johnson talcum powder products for over 35 years. And they found that Johnson & Johnson failed to warn consumers about a possible cancer risk. Now, I don't know too many people that would say, okay, the talcum-based powder that I've been using, very, very potential risk of developing cancer. In this case, it was ovarian cancer. So when you look at some of the body care products, and even I have even seen it in commercially manufactured vitamin supplement products, it would be listed in other ingredients as talc. And I always tell people, you want to make sure you check those other ingredients for chemicals, and certainly you want to check for talc. I had never seen the information before that it had the potential to be raise your risk of developing cancer, but something that you're using on a daily basis and you think that it's very much a benign substance, but it is not. So to all of our listeners, very important to review your supplements and take a look at the other ingredients outside of the supplement tax box, and to make sure that the body care products that you're using on a daily basis do not contain talcum or talc.
Well, here's an interesting report to help us put things in perspective. Yeah, back in 2004, they did a six-month study looking at personal care products, and they evaluated 10,000 body care product ingredients involving 2,300 participants. Imagine that, over 10,000 ingredients in personal care products. One of the findings was that the average adult uses 9 personal care products each day, containing about 126 different chemicals. The study also found that more than 250,000 women and 1 out of 100 men use an average of 15 products a day. So the point here is that without thinking, we're probably using these products without even thinking that we're using them. It's automatic. You're putting a lot of, you're exposing your body to a lot of chemicals, chemicals that you might breathe in that might get absorbed through your skin or mucous membranes. So it's just, you know, something to think about. And
Dr. Slavin, one of the most difficult to evaluate line of products are sunblock products. And I had a conversation in the store yesterday with someone who wanted to maintain a kind of healthy South Florida glow, but also wanted to protect her skin. And when you start evaluating the list of ingredients in those products, they can be very problematic. So one very, very simple solution that I suggest is aloe vera. You can put the liquid in a spray bottle and spray it on, reapplying it every, half hour or so, or put the aloe vera gel on. That acts as a very, very minimal SPF protector.
All right. Time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or 3 blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Joining me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we're talking about sodium lauryl sulfate, but that's just an example of one ingredient in cosmetics. And it's an ingredient you want to avoid, but you probably want to avoid most of the ingredients in your cosmetics, from shampoos to anything you put on your skin, you know, fragrances, things like that, if they're not as natural as possible. Do you have any recommendations on how our listeners should approach that?
Well, there is a line of products imported from Germany that seem to be extremely effective. Dr. Hauschka's skincare products, very, very high quality. Then there's Aubrey Organics. The caution that I tell people about when they're looking at the Aubrey Organics line, they have hair care, they have skin care, and they do have some cosmetics as well. Aubrey doesn't have in their skin care products any of those chemical preservatives. So one of the things that I talk to people about is you could add some of your own preservatives, depending upon the product, adding a little vitamin E to some of the cream products and mixing that in very well can be helpful to act as a preservative. The other option is to keep your certain skincare products in the refrigerator, and that way they will be less likely exposed to damaging oxidation and so on. Then one of the areas that I think is so crucially important is let's talk about taking care of your skin, both your facial skin maintenance as well as over your whole body. What do you need? You need quality essential fatty acids. You need antioxidants. You need the probiotics. It's very, very interesting how critically related your digestive system, both your upper and lower digestive system, can be having an impact on the quality of your skin. You want to make sure that the antioxidant content circulating in your body is very, very highly supported. I'm thinking also of some of the minerals, sulfur, MSM, that elemental sulfur, very, very helpful at maintaining a bacteria-free situation for your skin, so the likelihood of an outbreak on your skin is reduced. Silver 100 is a spray that I very frequently recommend to people who are dealing with outbreaks. It's antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. So you have the capacity to wipe out those pathogenic microorganisms in a very, very easy to use, with a very easy to use product. Just a couple of sprays early in the morning after cleansing your face, a couple of sprays after cleansing before you go to bed at night, and then don't forget to take your digestive enzymes when you're consuming food, so you break down the foods completely and you have the potential for eliminating efficiently any debris that may be left over from the foods you're consuming. And that elimination is very much supported by your probiotic status. So from the inside out is one of the ways to protect not only the skin on your face, but the skin all over your body. Remember, the products that are supportive of collagen content, and collagen is so necessary for flexibility in your joints and plumped, healthy-looking skin. So collagen plus vitamin C, that high dose, about 6,000 milligrams a day of collagen with vitamin C. Vitamin C is so, so necessary for your body to maintain its collagen stores.
Well, you know, Janet, I want to switch directions a little bit. The direction is always towards staying healthier and what you can do to stay healthier. And a lot of people, you know, ask, why do I talk about the things I do and practice? In my practice, we provide different types of services that are a little different than mainstream doctors, and different in that they're effective without the risky side effects. But the real reason I let's say, veered away from mainstream medicine a little bit is because it didn't make any sense. You know, you're letting people get sick, number one, so that then they can use your services, like prescription drugs, as I mentioned at the top of the show, and surgery and chemo and radiation. And, you know, I came across, I think one of the first things that I was introduced to was chelation therapy. I said, that makes good sense, supported by, you know, thousands of doctors and patients, probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of patients who've had chelation therapy as an alternative to bypass and balloon angioplasties. But the interesting thing about chelation, believe it or not, it was mainstream therapy back in the late 40s and 50s, prior to the development of the heart-lung bypass machine, which enabled doctors to do the bypass surgery. Before that, chelation therapy was used in hospitals and written up in peer-reviewed journals. And then there was another treatment that I became aware of, and it was called, by many names, ultraviolet blood irradiation or photoluminescence, photooxidative therapy. And I'm not sure many people understand that. Here's another treatment that was mainstream, used in hospitals prior to the common use of antibiotics the way they're used today. This was a treatment used to treat infections. And the way it's done, and I'm going to show you about, tell you about the newest way it's done. But the way it's done is you would remove about 8 ounces of blood from the body. It would never be exposed to the air. It would always be in tubing that would be exposed to the ultraviolet light. It would be collected in a sterile vacuum bottle and then put back into the body after it's been exposed to the light again. And the original use of this treatment was specifically in a woman. This is back in 1928 in Germany, a woman dying of sepsis. And sepsis is a serious blood infection. So when the bacteria gets into the blood, which has an extremely high mortality, probably over 90%, or at least back then it was over 90% because they didn't have antibiotics. Probably 100% back then they didn't have antibiotics. And then they used this treatment, this ultraviolet blood therapy, and the patient was cured in 2 days. When use and overuse of antibiotics has produced super strains of bacteria resistant to more and more of the antibiotics, I think we're seeing a problem emerging. And this treatment, I think, might, see a resurgence. Perhaps not in the hospitals, though. They're still into the drug approach. But what they found with the ultraviolet blood treatment is it improved the circulation into tissues, improved the oxygenation of tissues. It had anti-inflammatory effects. It stimulated the immune system. It helped the cardiovascular system, improved spasms in blood vessels. And, of course, it had powerful effects against infection. And today, they have a lot more indications for it, besides infections of all types. We're talking about bacterial, viral, fungal, even protozoan. Those are parasites. And, of course, it could be used for snake bites to detoxify the venom. I don't know how many snake bites. People usually go to the emergency room with those anyway. But organic poisoning, it helps with wound healing, venous stasis ulcers, migraines, flare-up of arthritic joints, fibromyalgia, diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration, and there's a big list of things. But the reason I'm bringing it up today, and, you know, like I said, we've been, you know, doing this therapy for a long time with good results. There is a new approach to exposing your blood to the ultraviolet light, and it's really ingenious how this was thought up. Instead of having to remove the blood from the body, We don't have to do that anymore. What we do is insert the light source into a superficial vein through a catheter. So now we brought the light source directly to the blood. So the blood doesn't have to be removed. And, you know, we're seeing terrific results with this approach. And I know in our practice, there have been a lot of patients anxiously awaiting the introduction of this new therapy or a new approach to an old therapy, the ultraviolet blood therapy. And I think it's really ingenious. And if you go to my website, drslavin.com, and you go into the drop-down menu, functional medicine, and then you scroll down to where it says UVLRX, you can read more about how this approach is done. And you can read more about oxidative therapies, including ultraviolet blood therapy. It's kind of interesting why proven therapies like this and like chelation get so much resistance. And, of course, how often do we hear about alternative cancer therapies that were shown to be effective made to disappear? Just passing on that information, I think a lot of people are going to be want to know about it. Janet, I don't think you haven't seen it firsthand yet, have you, Janet?
I have not seen it firsthand, but I am such a very big fan and great supporter, and I recommend it to a number of the clients. And when we come back, I'd love to talk a little bit more about it. I think one of the things that popped into my mind when you were talking about sepsis had to do with Patty Duke passing away. So maybe when we come back, we can pull all of that subject together.
All right, time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we left off talking about ultraviolet blood therapy. A therapy that's been around for almost 100 years. You probably haven't heard about it because it fell into disuse probably around in the 1940s once antibiotics were introduced because here you had a low-cost approach to treating infection versus a lucrative, profitable approach, namely antibiotics. But, of course, we've seen over the years all the side effects. In fact, was it this week, Janet, we talked about antibiotics causing mitochondrial damage and all the repercussions from that?
I was just making a notation to say at the beginning of the week, We talked about the damage that antibiotics can do, and sometimes the damage doesn't manifest for weeks or months after the antibiotic use has been completed, and people don't necessarily make the connection that the damage was done because of that antibiotic. Then, and those were the fluoroquinolone type of antibiotics. And then you think about how much in the news is the information about the antibiotics are no longer effective because of the overuse of antibiotic substances in our livestock. Then the consumption, you often say, Dr. Slavin, okay, how do you get an antibiotic without a prescription? And that's eat some commercial beef or poultry. And so very important for people to understand here is a very effective treatment that is very supportive of how your immune system is meant to work and actually being your immune system being able to target the disease-causing microorganism. Very, very efficient. It's one of the therapies that your office offers that I am a great fan of. Dr. Slavin?
And the reason I brought it into the office, because it is actually widely used around the country in doctor's offices, not as widely used as antibiotics, of course, because a lot of people come in with various complaints, and you really can't find an explanation for why they're feeling the way they do, even after you go through all the side effects of the drugs they're taking, which is the first thing doctors should do when someone comes in with a bunch of complaints. You know, go review all their drugs, because that's frequently the cause of the complaint. But I felt that one of the issues that people are experiencing when they have a lot of complaints, and you really can't figure out what it is, it could be due to some viral or bacterial infection that your body is dealing with, not enough to make you super sick, but enough to just make you feel unwell. And a lot of times we don't have a specific test for every possible bacteria or virus that you might be exposed to. And this treatment just helps the body's immune system. It sort of revs it up so it can work better and allow the body to heal itself. You see, what you have to remember is nobody gets better without a highly functional immune system. A perfect example of that is someone with AIDS, where they don't have an immune system. And you can give them all the antibiotics in the world when they get an infection, and they don't get better. You need the immune system, and what the ultraviolet blood treatment does is strengthens the immune system. So, we've done that and gotten many people better from their complaints. It could be because it's helping to detoxify things in their body or get rid of different viruses. You know, one of the things I point out to people, we check for a bacteria called Mycoplasma pneumonia. And I just picked that out because it's been written about, and it's been associated with cardiovascular disease. And we check for exposure to it. And I would say about 98% of the people we see have been exposed to it and have antibodies to it. And as long as your immune system is healthy and functioning, you keep that bacteria under control. But if your immune system is stressed, that can create a problem that allows these bacteria to get out of control. And Janet, that reminds me, remember we talked about the girl who got the Gardasil vaccine, and she was perfectly healthy before the vaccine, and then she got very sick after the vaccine? They were trying to figure out why she got sick, because this is a big debate going on. Are vaccines dangerous? Well, in and of themselves, they might not be, because you could always point to a lot of people that took a vaccine and didn't get sick. But what if you're giving that vaccine to someone who's already whose immune system is already dealing with a lot of subclinical infections? And by that, you have infections in the body that aren't making you sick, but they're there. And the vaccine just gives that added stress on your immune system that allows the immune system to become a little dysfunctional. Now all these other infections that were under control all of a sudden get out of control. And that's what they found in this girl. So it wasn't something in the vaccine per se that made her sick, but it was that added stress on the immune system that allowed other bacteria in her bodies to flourish. And they found, for example, she had tick-borne illness, in other words, like Lyme disease. She wasn't symptomatic from it, but after the vaccine, you know, she developed a lot of symptoms that might have been attributed to the Lyme disease. So,
very important to extrapolate from what you're just talking about with regard to this girl and the Gardasil vaccine and infants who are healthy up to the point of receiving the most common one that seems to be associated with dysfunction after receiving it in infants is the MMR vaccine. And I talk about babies who may have a little bit of a runny nose, or maybe they haven't exhibited the symptom of an upper respiratory infection. Maybe their throat is a little sore, and the baby can't tell you, the throat is a little sore, there's a little bit of an earache, and maybe they're just teething, and they receive a vaccine. And their immune system was attempting to maintain homeostasis, and that vaccine just throws every function out of balance, and ultimately the diagnosis might be autism or Asperger's or some other immune dysfunction. And, you know, so the pro-vaccine community says, well, see, plenty of kids have that vaccine and don't have any problem with it, so it can't be that vaccine that is contributing to autism diagnoses. But the truth of the matter is, if the baby is just stressed, with just the visit to the doctor, or stressed with fighting off some other bacteria or virus, and you overwhelm the immune system with that vaccine, then there is very, very great risk of damage to that nervous system, to the digestive tract, to the developmental capacity for that infant.
Well, as you know, Janet and I think, share the position that we don't believe in vaccines. We believe in a healthy immune system. The vaccine does not make your immune system healthier. That's why there's such a high failure rate with vaccines. If you don't have a healthy immune system, the vaccine's not going to, you know, be effective in stimulating antibody production. And if you have a healthy immune system, why do you need a vaccine? If you're exposed to the virus, your immune system will kick into action. So I think if you're still in the camp of wanting vaccines, maybe you should check your underlying immune status by checking whether or not you have a lot of subclinical infections in your body, like Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, toxoplasmosis. You know, there's a lot of little things that you've been exposed to over the years that might be unleashed if you undermined your immune system with a vaccine. So,
Dr. Slavin, I just want to tell everybody that I'm at Greenlands, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach, and I am here available for mini nutrition consultations from 11 to 2 every Friday.
All right, and I think that just about does it for us today. Remember, Natural Doc Radio is here Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. We also have a website, naturaldocradio.com. where we archive all the shows, so you can go back and listen if we said anything that interests you. Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.